I just had the greatest set of tacos I think I've ever had in my life.
Hmm. What was in those tacos, my man?
Two of them were chorizo.
Ooh.
The last one was la lengua.
Ah, so you're smart.
Yeah, it was beef tongue for you know those of good? You.
Oh,
I don't know.
So good.
It was. If good. I'm in a state of nirvana right now, so I don't know how the session's gonna go.
If you're one of those people that's like, I don't eat beef tongue because it's the tongue of a cat. No, do it.
It's so good.
It will change your life.
Yeah.
Change your life.
I'm like, Pathfinder's great, but I'm going to enjoy what's in my stomach and taste in my mouth.
Exactly.
There you go.
Nothing better than a beef tongue taco.
Mm. Nothing. I'm too distracted to.
It might be up there with sex.
Maybe. I'm too distracted to talk about anything Pathfinder, so.
I think he's about to fall asleep. Passes up.
Because we kind of have to play Pathfinder.
It's true.
No, that's good luck, because then he'll forget all of his monster abilities. And,
exactly.
Be like, how much HP? Whatever.
Yeah,
you just kill it. I don't care. I'm not getting our burrito.
I just ate a steak burrito from the same place, and I'm very happy as well.
Oh, so good.
Do we want to shout him out? They're a local place.
The Kent Island Pupuseria in Maryland.
Yep. Hammers. They just produce hammers.
Great Salvadorian food. And they're just delicious. We go there all the time.
Good.
If you're traveling through the area, when you hit the Bay Bridge, you know you're really close. It's worth the stop.
Oh yeah.
It's like a small place, real small, but that's the best stuff.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Some of the hole in walls. Yeah. Hole in wall places are usually really good.
Yeah. I posted, we were on vacation recently, and where we were was, it was just a ton of, like, food truck places and, like on-the-wall kind of things.
Ugh,
and right up the street from our shady little hotel was a place called Cosa Pizza. And
I saw the pizza you got.
Okay, so it's literally a trailer that this guy put on his property that has a brick oven inside of it.
Cool.
And cool. We went one night, Hannah and I, with, like, I said, it's walking distance, so we walked up and I see a sign that says sold out.
Wow.
And I went, sold out of everything? They're like, yeah, you need to get here early if you want stuff. They're like, if you call ahead tomorrow, you know, we'll be able to make you something. And so at like 5 p.m., we're sitting in the hotel room, and I was like, oh, shit, I got a call. And so I call right away. I got a regular margarita pizza for Hannah and Medley, and then I got one called the Truffle Shuffle, which had mushrooms, mozzarella cheese, and truffle slices.
Yes.
Yeah, it was... It was very good, and we ate that on the way home. It was a very good 2-hour drive home.
Man. Dude, places like, I don't care how like sketchy a place looks. If it's like 6 and they're sold out, you're at the right place.
Yeah, sure. What a great selling point that they were out of food.
Yes,
yeah. Rebecca and I are going to a breakfast food truck tomorrow morning in Annapolis, Black Market Bakers. And they're in the Chili's parking lot every Sunday, and you have to get there early because they sell out, and their menu's like special each weekend.
Who knew you would have to get to Chili's at 6 o'clock in the morning to get food?
I mean, it's the only way.
Yeah,
it's the only way you're getting good food there.
Oh boy,
that's not bad. Chili's are all right.
Chili's,
they're all right. They're fine. Yeah. They're fine.
Yeah. They're acceptable. Like if you just really just need to eat something.
Yeah.
Just pour a lot of alcohol.
Yeah, pretty much.
We've been wanting to go to this food truck for. Yeah, God, months, but we never wake up early enough on Sunday. So we're like, all right, we are going tomorrow. So, yeah, we're going there.
I want pictures.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Take pictures of your food. I really enjoy
that. Put it on the Discord.
Tweet at us with all your food, guys.
Yeah.
Make Timmy really hungry.
Oh, gosh.
I know. You're going to get a bunch of pictures and be like, God, I'm at work.
So you don't have to make me hungry because I'm hungry 24 hours of the day.
It's the problem of loving good food.
Yeah.
Doesn't
matter.
Yeah. There was one night where I was just like, I was jonesing for some chicken nuggets. Like, I usually jones for good food, but sometimes you jones for bad food. And then there's this one follower on Twitter, and he was like, man, I'm really jonesing for some chicken nuggets. I'm like, me too. And then like an hour later, he posts a reply with a picture of his chicken nuggets, and he describes in great detail. Apparently, like, you know how sometimes chicken nuggets are like not that great. They were really crispy for him, and I was like, oh, I could almost smell it, and I was like, oh, I really want chicken nuggets.
Dude,
now.
There are two food moods that I get into and I cannot shake. One of them is sushi. You get in a sushi food mood. You gotta get sushi.
Yeah.
But the other one is enchiladas.
Oh, yeah.
There's a couple good places around here that serve good Mexican food and good steak enchiladas with green sauce all over. Dude, I will run through traffic.
Leave your car on the side of the road.
Yeah. It's the best.
2-for-1 special.
Hashtag food mood.
So you bring that up.
I don't know if you have a food mood as you lay down at night in Hazel's lab.
It smells strangely of chemicals.
For a second, I thought you said, I thought you were going to say lab. I was like, what?
But you guys defeated Hazel and let her run off in the night, leaving her with not much. She pretty much had a chemical item she had on her. Now, mind you, she is a very hardy alchemist, so she will probably do just fine in the Mwangi if she can get to the next town. Maybe she gets to a small town where there's a bunch of slime happening, and she finds two kobolds.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yes. Hey, little sister. Yeah.
I mean, she's blue, so that'll be weird.
Yeah.
But
that's true. Actually,
you guys discovered a lot of interesting stuff. So Hazel told you all about the pillars. Won't tell you all about them, but she said that they're part of some magic thing. She told you why she is mining. Apparently it has something to do with the Cinder Claws and the Scarlet Triad, a name you've only heard once before.
Vaz.
You discovered the location of all of those. You also discovered the location of the Cinder Claw camp. That's about 4 hexes below, so it would take 2 days to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And a very specific skull on the far side of the western edge of the map. So you have a lot of things to go on. You also got a lot of stuff. So tell me all about the stuff you got, because we didn't elaborate on some of it. So tell me the stuff you got and who's getting it, and what's kind of your gear setup at this point.
Well, Benson just became an actual tank.
Yes,
like with this +1 full plate, like Benson is going to be so hard to crit now. I say that the next attack Jake rolls will crit me, but. Along with that,
it'll be the meme with the knight in full plate with the arrow in his eyes.
Yeah. My season 27. Chink.
Well, with a grim trophy. That was the talisman that we got from.
Yep. Level 7 talisman.
Yeah, it's incredibly good, and it's incredibly good in Benson's hands because Benson is either an expert or a master.
Expert in intimidation.
Yeah.
So, like, what I did to Hazel for those 2 rounds, I can do to 2 people. At once, it's incredibly good.
Yeah, the Grim Trophy lets you target 2 people with a demoralized.
That's
at the
great.
Same time.
Yep.
Yeah, Benson is wearing the equivalent of like a really, really nice 5-bedroom home in LA right now.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
He is wearing a lot of money and gold.
Yeah. What was the color of the armor actually? Like, was it just like
the armor?
Yeah,
I mean, it's silvery. It was steel. So
okay, gosh, yeah. It's just I wasn't sure if it's like it was stained gold. Like
I like to think it looks like the classic Dark Souls full plate.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
So elk. Yeah, I mean, just all the items. I mean, some of them
just the special ones.
Yeah, it didn't really apply too much. I mean, besides the elixir of life and stuff, he took the crossbow because those 2 bolts wyvern poison.
The wyvern poison.
Those are hammers.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Hammers. Has to hit with them, but
that's what hero points are for.
You firsthand know how hard it'll hurt.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. It will hit hard. So yeah, took those and. Yeah, that's pretty much what I was able to deal with. And some of the other, like, healing and I'm thinking of the moderate nor was it the greater anti-plague?
Yeah, we have greater antidotes, which are level 10
items.
Six hours insane. Of plus 4 to 42.
That's
so.
Just amazing.
And I don't think we mentioned it last time, but when Benson went to look for the armor in that pit of...
Arsenic.
Just in the arsenic.
Arsenic-stained mud.
With these incredible elixirs, I could not have failed.
Yeah.
We checked it afterwards. It was impossible for Benson to fail to save.
Yeah.
So these potions are incredible.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We got the young white dragon potions. We got two of them.
Which is going to turn me and Adelar into a fucking monster.
Yeah, we gave those to Adelar and Benson. It's an amazing potion. For 1 hour, you gain access to a 15-foot cone breath weapon, in this case of a cold for a white dragon. Does 4d6 damage, DC 23 reflex, and it recharges after 1d4 rounds.
Yeah.
Yep.
So if you're in an enormous battle, like...
Pop that at the beginning.
Kind of deal, just pop that, and guess what?
Yeah.
You're making snow cones for all the people that go to hell after you use it. Yeah. So
those are amazing. Those will be super good for you guys. Mm-hmm. We also got the Traveler's Any tool, which is a fascinating and niche item. It's a level 6 item.
You need a shovel? Boom. You need a frying pan? Boom. There you go.
Two actions, and you turn it into any basic tool. Shovel.
Just make sure you wash it between uses.
Hammer. It does nothing complex, but a rod
either.
That turns into a metal. What's it?
No weaponry.
No.
I mean, you could use a frying pan as a weapon, I'm sure. But.
Boom.
Nothing designed for combat, no.
It's essentially the tool version of Benson's current weapon, because for those of you who forget, Benson's weapon can turn into literally any one-handed
weapon. If you were the weapon improviser dedication, it'd be it's basically a shifting weapon.
Yeah.
That's cool. It's also into that. 200 gold? Super duper valuable.
I mean, I love camping. If I had something that had that much utility, I would definitely drop.
It's the rich man's camping.
Yeah, I would absolutely drop $200 on something that could give me all of that.
Yeah.
Let's be honest, though, 200 gold pieces is a little more than $200.
I'm just saying, I would drop a significant amount of money if I had a tool that could change into anything I might need.
Yeah.
That's true.
They were saying, it would just be a team of Abadar worshippers just camping with all these any tools.
Yeah. when you pack up, they just interacted to turn it back into the rod, put it back in their jacket.
And spotless.
Yeah, and go.
Precious digitation. Yeah. Oh, boom, done.
Yeah, literally, when you give, the any tool to Adelar, he's like, oh, yes, an any tool, the high priest of... back in my temple when they'd go on their yearly retreats.
They have retreats.
They would pack nothing but their clothes and this any tool. It did everything.
They would pack their clothes and everything.
That'd be it.
And then you shrink in order to make the pack smaller and just put it in our pocket.
Yeah, and then I guess the last thing I mentioned, the wondrous dog figure that I pulled out. Mm. If anybody remembers, we got that back in the Citadel.
Yeah.
We've never used it, but it's a wondrous figurine of an onyx dog. We turn it on, and it goes from a statue and turns into a real doggy with the minion trait.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it stands guard, has really good survival. When it senses hidden creatures, it can basically alert us. It just turns into a guard dog.
Yeah.
It lasts for 6 hours, but we can only activate it once per week. So I think that's why we've always been hesitant.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what I did. So I made a doggy for us to go to sleep with.
So basically, I'm sure Benson or Elkwood would spend the first 2 hours. Oh, wait, you need to pray for your stuff, right? Do you need a full 8 hours?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, the nice thing is that with the dog, we can all sleep.
Well, it's only for 6 hours.
If one person stays
up
for 2 hours.
I'll stay first two.
Okay. Yeah.
You guys will take the tail.
Sounds good.
Also, the resting rules for Pathfinder 2E, you don't have to have an unbroken 8 hours. You can...
That sounds reasonable.
They changed that rule that you can rest for 4, stand guard for 2, and then rest for 4, and you get the same effect.
Okay.
Because there's
pain in the ass.
Actually, the cool rulebook has an actual table for breaking down how big your party is and how long of a rest your whole party needs to take for everybody to get their 8 hours with a guard.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad they changed that so you don't have to get an unbroken 8 hours.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Because the way that's normally broken up is it's a 12-hour thing.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It's, you know, in three different shifts.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It's like that's yeah, that's just the best way to do it. But it's 12 hours.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
So long.
So. We're just going to roll a party of elves that don't have to sleep.
Everyone's Warforged. Don't worry about it. all right, so you guys have all this new equipment. You've identified everything. You're pretty much set. Now, if I remember correctly, you're using the dog and sleeping in Hazel's lab.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
It's hilarious. So here's what happens later on in the night. You guys are staying there, pretty much just shut in, lock the door. And eventually you hear two voices. Sergeant Hart. And you hear. And then you hear the voices go away.
It worked. Cool.
Great. Clutch. Ooh,
they're like, oh my god, a dog.
So we get the 8.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, do you want to look out?
I'm going to assume I'm asleep at this point.
Yeah.
I feel like...
I would say whoever was up at like 10 p.m. or something like that. Like,
I would have taken the first watch.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, I'll guess I'll look out.
Right. So as you look out, you open the door a bit. And you see the dog standing there stoically watching as two Chiraka butchers are walking away, and you see a bunch of the Cinder Claws are walking ahead of them. So what it looks like is that as they're all exiting the quarry, the two Chiraka butchers walked over, and now they're walking back. So kind of like you know, two different routes. But there looks to be a small cloth bag just sort of thrown on the ground about 10 feet away.
Yes.
I look down and payment. I say, boy, bring that here, boy.
Goes over, picks it up with his mouth, drops back over, puts it in front of you.
Open it.
You see 5 nuggets.
Yes. All right, we're just going to stay here
forever.
Yeah,
I was about to say.
We're going to stay here.
If Benson wasn't such a goody two-shoes, he'd be like, we can just camp out here.
We are the foreman now.
Kezra and Adalar can speak in Draconic and, like, just angrily yell.
Yes.
In like 2 days, the Cinder Claws are like, have you seen Hazel? So, no, she's always locked up in her lab.
Real quick, that's 250 gold.
Right? Yeah.
So. Good lord.
All right, I need to.
This is ludicrous. Okay.
And it's not written in the book, but I find it really funny. So, there you go.
So, yeah, I go to sleep.
All right, yep, you go to sleep. Throughout the night, how long does the dog stay up?
6 hours.
6 hours.
6 hours, okay.
So Benton's up for 2, dog's up for 6.
Right, okay. Whoever wakes up first in the morning.
Okay.
Probably either me or Tim.
Yeah. Well, you have to sleep in a little extra to get your 8 hours, so it'd probably be me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So you're up doing your prayers, reading over stuff.
Got the Book of Numbers, open to page 362.
362?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. What page is that?
Yeah.
What page is that? Oh, it's, you know, it's about, like, municipalities and how they, you know, have a certain jurisdiction over a certain county.
Wow, that sounds thrilling. Anyway, so you, as you're reading through, you hear some voices in the morning, and you hear a knock, knock, knock on the door.
I use message really quickly, and I just toss a message into everybody's mind, like, wake up, time to go, time to fight.
The door handle.
Can I run over real quick? I run over.
To the door?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm about to do something here, so tell me if I can't.
Okay.
Are you gonna
what do you want to do, John?
I want to throw the door open, grab whoever is trying to get in, and pull him in.
Okay.
But are you armored? Just making sure.
I don't think I can be.
No.
Not if you were sleeping.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, but I'm just saying I feel like you should be armored, but...
It takes 10 minutes to don the armor.
Yep.
Hastily don.
There's a feat for that. We can reduce it.
There's a spell for it, too.
Yeah.
Let me delete a bunch of shit on here. As you open the door, you reach out and a Uttaraka butcher is standing in front of you.
He's like tapping his foot, like, come on.
No, as you open the door and you try to grab him, you realize it's a Uttaraka butcher.
Shut the door yet.
He just...
No, I'm kidding.
All right, what do you do? You open it up, you see the Uttaraka butcher. I'm going to let you react first since he was clearly not expecting to see a human.
We're the foremans now.
Hey, she's on vacation.
Just filling in.
Oh, did she not put her out of office? Yeah, sorry. She was supposed to send
I
to
mean,
me.
Not gonna lie, if this was just a regular charter call, I would just pull him in. I don't know if I want to pull the butcher in here.
I mean, I'm fine with it.
Okay, fine, pulling him in.
Alright,
Athletics.
Make me an athletics check against the butcher.
Okay.
Benson, naked as the day he was born. Yep.
Muscles rippling.
21.
21 against the...
I don't think that's going to do it.
I don't think it is either. The Uttaraka Butcher... No, that definitely does not do it. So you try to grab him, and he just goes... and he begins speaking in what you now know as Mwangi. I need you guys to roll initiative because
oh my gosh.
I mean, we knew this was going to happen.
It was going to happen eventually.
Hmm.
Let me pull these guys. Hold on.
Great.
Okay.
I mean, we can at least tunnel. We can funnel them in through the house.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
You want to know what my AC is without armor?
10.
No, it's, I think it's 18 right now.
Yeah, figured.
Woof.
Yep. Yeah.
Wow, that's like Kezra level.
That's considerable more than me.
Oh, no, it's 19.
19, okay. All right, going around the table, Benson, what'd you get?
I got an 11.
Wait. You were doing athletics for your initiative.
Yes.
True.
That is true. So with
21.
21.
Nice. That's better.
That's good because I rolled a natural one.
Elk.
22.
22. He's got a one up there, Benson.
Mm-hmm.
He's Kezer? Cooler than me. I know.
Mm-hmm. Kezer.
18.
Well, same number I have here. Adelar, what'd you get?
22.
Elkwood goes before you.
Yeah, definitely.
He took a feat for it. He gets it.
I have a feat for it, and I think my dex is... What's your dex? Is it +4?
No.
No. The butcher is going first.
Yeah, of course.
So he is going to scream.
I mean, this strategy worked in the pickled ear. I don't know what's going wrong.
Ow, that hurt. Yeah, stop screaming so damn loud.
He is going to shriek and draw a weapon. And then he is going to take two attacks. No, it'd be three, because he gets... Yeah, he would get a bonus.
Oh my god, he's going to crit you so fucking
hard.
Yeah,
I know.
It's all right. We can take it. It's just one. They're all so far away.
One for now.
Yep.
These guys have over 100 hit points.
I know.
Yep.
It's all right. We'll be fine.
No. He's going to rage. So now he has even more. In which case, two strikes with the hatchets.
I don't know.
35?
Yeah.
That's a crit.
That's good.
Just how Benson wanted to wake up in the morning.
Yeah.
Best part
I just need a crit to get myself going. It's like a cup of coffee.
Yeah. So, 2d8 plus 8, a 1 and a 1.
Ooh. Oh!
Okay. So, for 20 total.
Wow.
That's wow.
Still a lot of damage.
Second attack. 26.
Not a crit.
Not a crit. No, but it hits.
Oh, no.
14 points of slashing damage.
Okay.
And then the... Three Uttaraka warriors.
Oh, they're warriors.
Yep. Just the warriors. They come running up behind him. They were heading over to the quarry, so they will only pretty much get up to, like, just below the house. It's their turn. Elk.
Oh, that's a new token for them. it looks like.
Well, it's two charcoal warriors and then a flogger, but yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Anyway, he has his sword out, and Benson's right there, so he's going to be taking a 5-foot step, hunt prey, and then with third action, swing. Like, I guess, taking penalty.
Why? Because of cover?
I'm assuming because I'm going from an angle.
Yeah. So he's got some soft cover there.
Attack him through the door.
Yeah.
Yep.
That would be a 27 to hit.
27 to hit will be a hit.
All right. Nice. 3, 4, 7, 14. 17 points of damage.
Very
nice.
Good.
And he just chunks it like right as much as possible.
Yeah. So. Shwink. All right.
And Vemir, I don't want to bottleneck. That's the thing.
Yeah. Don't send him out.
I'm not. Vemir is going to come up behind.
I find it very strange you brought the bird in.
Well, like, I was... I don't trust these people. Okay. I don't trust the butchers out there and shit. Yeah.
Throw a hatchet at him, try to eat him.
Yeah, like, no, I'm not dealing with that shit.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, he's just gonna be behind him.
Okay. Vemir moves off to the side. Adalar, your turn.
Adalar points his finger at the Charakar Butcher, not messing around.
Yeah, no.
We have to weaken it. And an inky black ray erupts from his fingertips.
Man.
So inky and black.
I don't know. 24.
24 to hit. That's a hit.
Hey.
Okay, so we'll fortitude it. Save.
Okay.
Oh. That's gonna be they're probably good at those.
27 total.
So it succeeds, so therefore it is enfeebled 1.
Enfeebled 1, okay.
Hey, I just love that they just redid spells like these, so, you know, it's not a total waste.
Yep.
Yeah. Still get some value.
I know.
And then I am going to move up to Benson, and I will say, Benson, if you stay close to me, I can provide us with a circle of protection.
Noted.
Plus, I could just keep hitting you and healing you.
Just punch Benson in the back of the head.
Oh, heal!
Heal.
That was Adalar. Benson, your turn.
Yeah, I'm going to swing. And I'm going to use Zeal.
Ooh, that's been a while.
Do you have weapons on you? Because you were trying to grab them. What'd you have?
I imagine I grabbed a sword.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah, he has a sword in one hand.
The problem is that we just woke up, right?
Yeah.
We haven't had 10 minutes to prepare.
Well, I did.
He's the only one who's been up long enough to prepare shit.
I just feel like picking up a
sword.
That's
the shit that's like what fucking sucks right now.
So I cannot cancel them.
No.
No.
Okay.
You need 10 minutes to prepare your daily shit.
Don't worry, guys. I have all the good spells today.
That was most likely a miss.
Well, you had one burning hands, right? You had one burning
24.
Hands, right?
What about burning hands?
You had one left over from the day before.
We got our full rest, didn't we?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't have to prepare.
No, I don't have to prepare anything.
Right. Oh, you need to pray. Anyway, Benson, what'd you get?
24.
24, that will hit.
Okay. Yes.
Yes.
That was an 8 on the die.
Oh, that's great.
7. 7.
Oh.
Plus 4. 18 points of damage.
Ow. That's what I like to hear.
And ow. I will go for a second strike.
Might as well.
That was a 17 on the die. Minus 5, so 27.
Yep, another hit.
Couldn't hit Hazel with these.
Well, her AC was stupid.
So, 15 points of damage.
God.
Not bad.
Yeah.
That's great, very good.
Great round. I don't have a shield to raise, do I?
No.
Nope.
Okay.
All right.
I guess I'll just go for the natural.
You just
20.
Answered the sword in your underwear and with your long sword.
Yep. Both swords in the wind.
It beat me to it. Point to go.
That's a
yes.
Yeah.
That was a natural 20.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Yay. Not 20.
You do not mess with Benson when he's trying to sleep.
It's just, he's not a morning person. It's
throat slash. Oh, jeez.
normal damage.
Oh.
Oh.
The crit effect, the target takes 1d8 persistent bleed damage. The target can't talk, cast spells with a verbal component, or breathe while subject to this bleed damage.
What?
Wow.
Wait, he can't breathe. Does that mean he'll...
Starts suffocating.
Okay, this was amazing.
Okay.
I'm totally happy.
So, 1d8 bleed, persistent bleed. It'll take that on its turn, and now it has... 5 plus its con mod rounds of suffocation.
Okay. Question. Does healing like remove that?
No, this would be medicine or full health. To end this you would need full health.
I did 30 damage to him. So
was it normal
the likelihood he's going to get healed to full health?
It's normal damage.
That's so, 15.
No. Not with that. I mean the past two. Likelihood he's going to get healed to full. But that was an 8 and a 2, so 10 is 14 damage.
Nice.
Okay.
Just right across his throat.
Yes.
Wow. It's like trying to yell.
So, yeah, it could spend two actions to try to like tourniquet its neck.
I'm trying to stop it.
Let me tell you what a raging charmer claw is going to do.
Oh, right.
Not that.
Yeah.
So, he's going to be mad at me.
Okay.
That was like 45 to 50 point damage.
So are you done with your turn?
Yeah, that's all.
Are you done?
Are you done? Kezra, your turn.
Kezra, who was spooning the staff in the bed. Pops up and he's like, and he points the staff and it just goes, pfft. He's like, damn it, I didn't have time to prepare this thing. As it just a little bit of smoke trickles out of the end. So pissed off, he just tosses that shit to the ground.
This is useless.
Sets the cabin on fire.
And he will move here.
Mm-hmm.
And lightning bolt everybody.
It's like
you got three people on the line. Do it, Kelly. Maximum damage. Doesn't care on who.
Fail for analog.
Yeah, I'll just lightning bolt the whole party.
Why don't you stand right here?
Yeah.
Let me move. I'll move.
And then from the ashes of everyone, Kesra emerges from the house. It's like, I'm the foreman.
Keep bringing me gold.
I'm the foreman. He will ray of frost the Chower Kai, even through my allies. So he can get a little cover.
Yep. Plus two, because it's two allies.
Yeah, that looks high.
All right. Let's see.
Where's my spell attack? Oh, there it is. 30.
30, that'll hit.
That'll play. Nice, that's max on the one.
Ow.
Max damage. 3 4s on my d4s.
Uh-huh.
So
we are fucking this thing up.
Plus.
We're pissed.
He might not get a second turn, I'm wondering.
So 16 cold damage.
Wow.
30 isn't a crit, right?
No, it's okay. Not a crit, no.
Yeah.
These are butchers.
Sick, max
not
damage.
The warriors.
Wow. God.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, you done now?
I'm done.
All right. Okay. Butcher is going to
run, probably.
Nope.
What? So if you are whatever is a number of rounds he has that you know of, you reduce your remaining air by one round at the end of each of your turns, or by two if attacked, or. By two if you are attacked or cast any spells that turn. You also lose one round worth of air each time you are critically hit or critically fail a save against a damage effect. So you will lose two rounds because you've been hit at the end of its turn.
This thing is not long for this.
So what was the formula there for how many rounds?
5 plus your con mod.
That's probably.
He is almost a minute.
But he will lose two.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, he is going to just go ham here on Benson.
Yeah, I think I deserve that.
Hatchet. 36 to hit.
Mm.
Yeah, that's a crit.
Oh, yeah, I forgot how freaking hard these things
hit. That would crit even if I had my armor and I didn't raise my shield.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
22 points of damage.
Okay.
The two hits of these things are insane.
Yeah.
He is then going to drink your blood off of his hatchet.
Shit, forgot about that.
And gets a wee bit of health back. And then he will attack two more times, but with a little bit bonus because he drank blood and tasted right. Tasty man flesh.
He's hasty again.
Oh my gosh.
So that is actually going to be a miss.
Thank God.
Okay. Third attack.
That's amazing.
Another miss.
Wow.
Even with the bonus to the attack rolls from the Blood Fury thing, he missed.
With what he was rolling, if he had connected with both those attacks, I could have gotten out.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
The two Charaka warriors that is behind him come up behind to get within range.
Oh, take your 1d8 persistent bleed and roll your save.
Yeah.
Roll your flat check. And take your two rounds.
That might just negate what healing you did to himself.
It did, and then some.
Yay!
Nice.
Nice.
And then the flat check. Passed.
Damn!
Oh, shit. I mean, fortitude is not something you want to try to bank against these guys.
Well, it's a flat check.
It's a flat check.
Oh,
yeah. You have to hit DC 15.
Yeah, Jake's just a bastard.
I rolled 16. I wasn't even that good. They are going to... The Charco Warriors are going to... Is throwing debris better than... yes, it is. So they are going to just pick up rocks, let the weights that were on the table when you flipped it over.
Nice.
They just grab one of the iron weights and just...
I mean, hey, they might hit the butcher.
Yeah.
Maybe. A miss. And a miss.
They're warriors.
Wow.
Okay.
A miss. And a miss.
Okay, good.
They're just throwing stuff at you. The Boggard...
Runs away.
Nope.
No.
The Boggard warrior.
Hmm.
He get up there? I guess he could. He's going to step up, and you got a wee bit of cover there, Benson, but he's going to try and hit you with the club.
If we're speaking in numbers, how much does cover give you?
Plus one.
Plus one, okay.
19.
Misses with cover.
Wow.
All right. And then a miss on the other one. So the guy, everyone that's not at the door, you just hear a bunch of stuff just hit the side of the building. All right, that was their turn. Elk.
Okay, Elk. He is going to take a swing at the butcher.
Come on, guys, get it together.
But Mark threw his dice and almost dropped it, and John caught it.
Yeah,
like an nice. Like expert,
dude,
professional bowler.
Just chill out.
Well, thank you. I missed. That would be only an 18.
18 against the butcher.
Yeah.
No.
That's what we're talking about.
That's for 20.
Yeah.
Oh my
God. Yes.
20. All righty.
Your sword, correct?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Bewildering display. The target is flat-footed until the end of its next turn.
Nice.
That's good.
Okay.
So double damage?
Double damage.
Woo-hoo! It might be dead.
Yeah, maybe. 6,
5, 11, 17, so 34 points of damage.
He died.
Yeah! Damn legend!
Just freaking eviscerates it.
Yep.
And now that he cuts it down, he, with one action left, looks at... Oh, geez. What do I want to... I'm also taking a look at how far we are from the tower, the pillar. Because whatever...
I don't think it can see you unless you step to the edge.
Yeah, I think we're fine.
Now, if you step to where that Chagrin Gall is,
yeah, that's
closer, that might be an issue.
Yeah, because it's, like, right there.
I mean, if you step on top of it, I think you can get up to him without...
Well, what he's going to do is hunt prey on the Boggard.
Mm-hmm.
And Vemir is going to fly out and position here.
You get behind the Boggard. Okay.
Ooh,
yeah.
That's right. Good.
And so he's going to take one attack.
Okay.
That would be a 20 to hit.
That'll hit.
Oh, fuck yeah. Well, 12 damage.
Damn, okay.
Solid.
Yeah. Like,
real solid.
That was like two minimal in the seven. And
yep.
It just sucks when it happens like that.
Next up is Adalor.
All right, I'm going to look to Benson. Benson, can you hold on?
No.
Quick question. I had one focus point left over from yesterday. Can I still use a lay on hands, or do I have to wait?
Yeah, you can use focus points.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, they recharge every 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Zeal is a focus point.
Yeah.
Oh, so you could have used Zeal.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay. He's dead now.
Okay, it doesn't matter. But, yeah, I've got some time.
Okay.
It took 5 foot.
All right, so Benson gives him a stern nod. And, Adalar is going to bring back a classic, and I'm so happy because Vermeer is just out of range as a cacophonous blast erupts and hits all three of your enemies. And they just hear the words, "Flee this place." Wah, 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 wah.
Okay, go ahead and roll damage because you know the Charakar warriors don't have much in the way of HP.
You might just obliterate their eardrums immediately. Yeah.
Oh man, that's good damage. Mm-hmm. Give me what those fortitude saves at.
Yep. So Chiraka warrior on the north.
These guys ain't nothing.
Natural 20.
Okay, there's some.
Okay, okay, okay.
Next one, natural 1.
Oh, crit fail.
Double.
Wow.
Hey it, man,
it, the rise and fall.
The dice. Take it away.
And then the boggard. Best at his fortitude, 22.
Alright, so Boggart just makes it. So Boggart takes 7. The one who crit fails takes 28.
Ooh, okay.
And the one who crit fails...
No, crit succeeded.
Deafened 1 minute, stunned 1.
The top one, he critically succeeded. I don't know if that's...
No, he's good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The one that critically failed took how much damage?
Died.
28.
Yeah, he's dead.
Nice.
His head just explodes.
Like I said, he's got a...
Yeah.
It's like a mind thrust.
Those butchers that are the fucking monster.
Yeah. I know.
All right, is that the end of your turn?
I have one more action.
Dude, just move out and punch this thing.
Benson, take Abadar's guidance. And you get plus 1 to something.
Nice.
All right, Benson, it is your turn.
Okay, Benson will lay on hands himself.
Yeah.
Because he really needed that. Just doing some math here. Okay, I will then... I'm looking at Mark's screen for the map. I could just pull it up on mine. I got my character sheet up on mine.
You just take a 5-foot step.
I will simply just step over the dead body of this Chagrakal here and swing at this bogger.
Okay.
I mean, you could just step directly on him and flank.
Get flanking.
Oh, that yeah.
Flanking bonus.
I mean, honestly, I just did it because I didn't want the confusion with the pawns.
Yeah, oh, I see what you're saying, but yeah. That might hit.
I mean, it's probably going to hit. It's an 8 on the die, plus 15. So 23, and he's flanked.
23 on the blocker?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
7. Dude, this dice just loves 7s.
Cool.
That's a 3, so that will be 14 points of damage.
Nice.
Yep. Uh-huh. Okay.
And I believe that's all I can do.
Okay. Then, Kezra, your turn.
All right. Kezra saunters out into the doorway.
Get back to work.
Yep, right where the Chawrakal Butcher his carcass is.
You are all under
that's
the...
Where
that's
I'm
where
standing.
Benson is.
Yeah. Oh, damn.
Benson's already...
I'm at the butcher, so you guys can see.
I can be at an angle. I can be where the butcher is, actually.
Oh, okay. All
right. Benson's already under the carcass.
Again, so you can stand there.
Get the fucking butcher out of the way.
We're all going to hide
you
under...
You just shove me out of the way.
Get out of the way.
Ooh, get the fuck out.
I got the greater staff of fire.
Technical difficulties. And Kezra will... His hand will crackle with lightning.
Yes!
As cast electric arc on both creatures.
Ah.
Well, reflex saves.
Okay.
Classic.
Okay.
Classic. Vintage.
Kezra.
Classic.
Boggard got an 11.
Ooh.
And the Chawrakal warrior
Jeez.
Got a 22.
You rolling rocks over there?
Yeah, he is.
Oh, yeah.
So...
The Boggard definitely failed with an 11.
Critical fail.
Okay. 22 on the Chawrakal warrior.
I think that's exactly a pass.
Yeah,
yep, so. That's a pass.
Okay.
So... 13, so 26 on the critical fail, and 6 on the success.
Okay. So the Charcoal Warrior takes 6. The Boggart explodes.
Nice!
As he had 5 hit points left.
Yep.
Kevin, know what happens to a toad that's struck by lightning? Same thing that happens to everything else.
That was such a stupid line.
It is back to the Charcoal's turn.
Yo, what the fuck's he doing?
I've got to get promoted.
No, he starts climbing down into the quarry.
I think we're going to let him go.
Going.
Remember, there's 2 more.
Oh, yeah, bring him up. Yeah, I'd rather fight him up here than down there.
Yeah, we're not going down there.
No.
Come here.
Go get your goddamn armor on.
It's not that I don't enjoy the humidity of the Mongvi expanse on my cotton balls, but...
It's a little swampy.
I'm going to go get dressed.
Yeah. Can we assist?
That's 10. Oh, yeah. What are the rules for assisting?
It's going to be 10 minutes.
Well, I think if someone assists you.
Yeah.
If someone assists you, it can.
Let's check.
Yeah. Yeah, because I know that's a thing.
But yeah, I say we go in and we just bar the door. And we take as much time as we need to get prepped.
That idea.
Yeah.
I like that idea.
I need to prep the staff, and I need 10 minutes for that.
And if I could use some medicine checks.
Yeah.
I got whirlwinded there.
All right, we were wrong. It's only 5 minutes.
Okay.
That's still better.
That's a lot of rounds.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a lot of rounds. What? 300 rounds.
Oh, we can bar the door. I mean,
that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's bar the door.
Okay, so do you guys just want to pull yourselves in and bar the door in Hazel's lab?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you do some medicine checks on me while I put my armor on?
Kazarine, I'll cap the door.
I have the healer's gloves. I'll use the healer's gloves because I don't think I could treat wounds while you're donning armor.
Yeah,
why not?
Yeah, for me, leather armor also take 10 minutes or no?
Leather armor is 1 minute.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's
5 minutes. I need at least 10 minutes to do medicine check. So I'm just gonna use a healer's glove, and then if you need it, I can do a heal. Well, are you down a lot?
If best is 92, I'm at 54.
I might as well just burn a heal spell on you, honestly.
Sure?
Take a potion.
What?
Yeah.
Take your modern healing potion.
Hey, you got potions.
I'd rather just use a heal spell.
Yeah.
I'm the healer. Sure? I know what I'm doing.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
Famous last words.
so in this case,
in the worst case scenario, at least I can administer that potion to another person. I can't do what Tim's about to do.
Sure.
True.
Uh, 46.
Okay, I'm good.
All right. Beautiful.
Okay.
All right, so you guys go inside, but do all of you go inside and bar the door?
And Kezra?
Actually, you could send your vulture out. Just like,
you could shoot them as they come up.
That's true.
Yeah,
both could shoot them as they come up.
Yeah, so what we could do. What we could do is get on the roof.
I'm going to.
Of it.
We could get on the roof. I was thinking we could just stand in front of the door and shoot them until they get close, and then we could just go in and lock the door.
That's true.
Yeah. So, actually, yeah.
Because we don't know exactly... Who knows what will come out of there.
We know there's at least 2 more butchers.
Yeah. But you and I both have long-range abilities.
Yeah.
But we can't go to the edge.
Just saying there are 2 more butchers low-key terrifies me.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, so who was on the outside?
Kezra.
And Elk.
And Vamir.
Yep.
Okay.
Cast
Bless it radiates through.
Not a bad idea, but actually, have we done knowledges on the butchers before?
It would be society.
Okay.
I don't think that there's anything you don't know, though.
Okay, do I know if they're chaotic?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool. That is all I need to know.
Any Cinderclaw. Is chaotic. They have all been so.
I mean, they worship the Hawk.
Yeah,
gotcha.
It was the god of chaotic destruction.
All right, that's all I need to know.
They're actually quite lawful.
I feel that destruction would be a good refresher.
They do control burnings for the environment, actually.
Actually, I don't know if the Hawk is chaotic evil because he.
I feel like he is.
Oh yeah.
He specifically likes to kill
everything.
Metallic dragons, though. So it's like he has.
I feel like the Hawk's fucking evil.
Oh, I know he's evil. I'm talking about chaotic, neutral, or lawful. Because he kind of has a principle of killing metallic dragons.
Yes, but one of his MOs is scorching the earth. Yeah. Like, that's just the way it was.
He just wants to destroy it.
But remember, Rovagug was too chaotic for him. Yeah. He fought Rovagunk because it threatened his own existence. Like,
Rovagunk was a little much.
Yeah. Okay, well.
A few rounds later,
How is it? Because it's 5 minutes to don armor, so I guess.
Yeah, so you are inside donning his armor.
Okay.
All right.
Like, picture, like, I'm at.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Just with the black cloak around him.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
It went away.
Oh.
It?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
John just pulled up a fucking sweep instead of full plate.
Yeah. I'm a fucking fully armored knight.
Yeah.
So
at this point, Elk does have his short bow out.
Got it. You are outside. He's Adelar's helping Benson don his armor, and a few rounds after that Charwaka warrior ran in and was screaming stuff, you then see two butchers climbing or running up the ramp on the other side.
Okay.
And you also see three Charwaka warriors, or two Charwaka warriors, and another.
Yes.
Boggard.
Perfect.
Gosh.
That are running up behind them.
The monster has been awoken. Are you gonna do what I think you're about to do?
I can't fireball them. I'm charging the staff.
He can't.
I need 10 minutes to charge the staff.
I had 10 minutes. Oh, I guess what.
We don't
That's
have
only
like,
5 minutes
yeah.
to don armor.
God damn it, that'd be such a sweet fireball, though.
It would be a wonderful fireball. But I have other things. I have lightning bolt, and I have ray of frost, both 120
yeah.
feet.
Yeah.
Nice. So you see the two Charwaka butchers, two Charwaka warriors, and a bogger that are now running up as fast as possible to try to rush over to Hazel's Lab.
Okay.
What was formerly known as Hazel's Lab. That was the end of their turn. So let's go back to... They were at the top of the round, if I remember correctly. They were. Going next would be Elk. So okay. Keeping an initiative, Elk.
Yeah. Yeah, and Elk would correspond with Kezra. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no.
We're both exactly in range.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Elk is going to correspond. We should take care of the first one. Let's go after this one first. Trying to click on it. Sorry.
If you mean...
There you go.
Focus one down at a time.
Yes. And he is going to hunt prey on that one and take a 2 action to give himself Hunter's Aim to make this a plus 17.
Guys, this is the weirdest fucking fight I think I've ever had.
Just for everybody, like, we are on the eastern side of the quarry in this hut. They are charging up the western side of the quarry ramp. We are, both Elk and Kezra are exactly 120 feet away from them. So, like... Perfectly. So we are now going to be taking pot shots at them as they make their way all the way around the bottom of the quarry to get to us.
Yep. Yeah, that was a shitty roll. That was to be a 20.
20 against the butcher?
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah, figured.
Ah.
Well, damn. He's going to keep Vemir close.
Okay.
Because that would be suicide.
Yeah.
Go die, bird.
Don't do that.
Can you imagine, like, the bird flies over the dragon statue and it's stunned and falls?
Yeah, that too.
Oh, no.
I was thinking about that.
He just falls down like a statue. Woo!
That'd be awful.
All right. It's after Elk Adelar. You are donning Benson's armor.
Okay.
Benson, your armor is getting donned. Kezra, it's your turn.
So Kezra, holding the fire staff in his Cinderclaw gauntlet, and he's just like charging it, and with his other hand, he casts True Strike on himself, and then Ray of Frost.
Nice.
There we go. You're going after the same one Elkwood did?
Yeah, front one.
Got it.
Front first butcher.
Yep.
Natural 4, of course.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be True Strike if I didn't roll absolute garbage. All right, 13 for a 25.
You got it.
That is it.
Nice.
Oh, I was looking for the symbol.
So 10 cold damage.
Okay. 10 cold damage against this dude. Got it.
I just like to think it's like a bead of cold just hitting this thing, and it's like, what the hell is this?
Yeah. Alright, it is top of the... Wait, I think we're at round 7 now, because a few rounds went by. Mm-hmm. You guys are just waiting. Okay.
I am hurriedly donning armor.
Yeah. Jaraka are going to continue running up. God, fucking speed.
It's like 180 feet.
Yeah, I know.
You knew this was going to happen when we said we were going to stay in Hazel's hut. You knew.
Yeah,
it.
What was I going to do about it? Okay, I'll just say they shriek when they get to the top, and so then they just get here. I will.
Oh my god.
So they all get to the other side of the quarry, just below it. I will get them in a line here in a second. The thing that I'm going to say while I'm stalling for time is that one of them.
You can put them back in a line.
Huh?
You can put them back in line if you want.
Good. the second Chiraka Butcher happens to have... Oh, wait, is that the one that took damage? No, that's fine. The second Chiraka Butcher seems to have a torch in his hand.
He's going to try to burn the thing down.
The what down?
The cabin.
I don't give a shit about that.
Well, you're inside it.
I'm going to be out here in a second.
Okay.
All right. That was their turn to get across... Elk, your turn.
Okay. He is going to, from here, he's actually going to switch out weapons because he's like an artillery man right now. He's going to drop the bow, bring out the crossbow loaded with one of the poison.
Oh.
And shoot at the one that he was shooting at before.
A nasty motherfucker.
With, yeah, and he is going to use his two action to give himself a boost to this.
Nice.
14 on the die, so that's okay. What is it, 31?
31, that is hit.
Nice. Okay,
so it's not the most amount of damage, but it will be 2d8. So 9 points of damage.
Okay.
And gonna have to make that a fortitude save.
Yep. Fortitude save on the butcher, 21.
That's a fail.
Oh, yeah.
Because the wyvern poison. So
yeah.
That's gonna be... 5, 1, 6.
Oh my god.
20, 15.
Owie.
19 points of poison damage. Just.
Can't believe the butcher failed. That's
I sick know.
So, that's what you get with a 4 on the die, I guess.
Yeah.
That was a 4 on the die.
I know. That's horrifying.
These things are absolute units.
Yep.
Alright, there's one bolt gone.
Yep. And that was 2. Was that all your actions?
Yeah.
Okay. Adelar?
Alright, so, it takes 50 rounds to don the armor.
Uh-huh.
So, are we literally just gonna sit here for another 43 rounds?
From what I understood, that we had time to get most of this on.
Well, that's why I'm asking Jake. Are we starting from scratch?
We tried to.
Yeah, you tried to. Did you expect them to run up immediately?
Okay. Yeah. Yep. Okay. So, could someone like give us like some shout back? Because like, is the door closed or open?
It's open.
I will tell you.
Because we were gonna close it when they got here, but now we realize they have fire.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm like, Benson, we don't have time for this. We cannot waste another moment.
I was donning his armor, so can I just be next to him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I imagine you guys are right inside.
All
right.
He's like, we'll have to rely on Abadar to protect us.
I'm gonna get crit the fuck.
Yeah. And amazing, man. I cast Circle of Protection, and I say, Abadar, please protect us from chaos. And a 10-foot emanation appears around you, Benson, and everyone who is within 10 feet of you gets a +1 status bonus to their AC against chaotic beings.
Okay.
Sweet.
So
I'll take it.
Yeah. Oh, and that is my entire turn.
What level spell is that?
That's a level 3 spell.
That's so good.
Yeah, it's really good.
Okay.
So yeah, stay close to Benson, everyone. He'll provide you protection. If you plan to go to melee, it's a good idea. But otherwise, keep your distance. That's it.
All right, Benson, do you have...
I imagine I have, like... pants and a couple pauldrons.
Yeah. Putting on your greaves while he was trying to strip. He was trying to like pull the breastplate really, really tight on you. Yeah, you do. Your armor is not effective at this.
It's just your cod pieces just hanging off.
Yep. Put the cod piece on first. It's the most important.
So Benson literally just strides out
half naked. Just
at least he's protecting at least one sword.
I stride out and I will literally just stand here, ready in action, and just let them come.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. What, do you want me to run out farther?
No, no. It's just like, it's just like, this is like so bad, but it's like, what else are we going to do? You know?
There's nothing else I can do.
No. Yeah.
Kestra, your turn.
Oops. Wrong order thingy. Kestra will move right here. He will take a couple steps out.
Uh-huh.
Wonder what he's going to do.
I don't know.
Two
butchers. Hands crackle with lightning.
Yes.
Because he lines up the two butchers. Lightning bolt.
Krakow.
All reliable.
Krakow.
This is an old
reflex saves, by the way.
Yep.
Oh, babe. Those were pretty good.
Both fails.
Oh, yes. What were the totals?
16 and 18.
Oh.
30 damage to each of them.
Oh. All right. I never wanted a fight to be over. So bad.
Is it fun walking? Is it fun just making, you know? Is it fun just controlling five tokens and making them just walk around?
I think in real life I would have enjoyed cross country. I hate it. Controlling five people. Okay. Top of the round, it comes back to the butchers. And the butchers are going to run up. Let me see, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, so they can just get to Benson.
Kezer would have been there for the protection.
Yeah. Right, of course. Alright, so...
It's like, Benson, oh, yeah.
Yeah. These two butchers are approaching you.
They're like, man, flesh.
I'm assuming you at least got your shield, right?
Yes, oh, I have my shield, and I also have a ready to action to strike.
Okay. Yeah.
So, get the rated action on the one on the left. That one has taken a significant amount of damage.
Could hit.
Good.
Maybe.
23.
That hits.
Oh, yes.
That was an 8 on the die.
Nice. Oh.
Yeah, that was a perfect hit.
That was a 4 and an 8.
All right.
16 points of damage.
Okay. So the one goes up and he is going to get a strike off on you.
So I don't even get like plus one for some pieces of armor I have on?
No.
Okay.
You just get a plus one from Abadar.
24 to hit?
Yep. That's honestly incredible that wasn't crit.
Yeah. 14 points of slashing damage.
Okay. Not the worst.
Spared.
And then a 20 total on the next one.
Okay, yeah, the next one.
Another 14 points of damage.
Okay.
Once again, it's kind of like, surprisingly not the worst.
Yep. The other Chawarka butcher that ran up, the one with the torch, goes up, and when he gets close enough, he throws the torch into the hut.
Oh, shit, he's like the dude from...
No, I'm still in the hut, and there's a lab in here.
Not the meth lab!
And then he's going to take a slice at you with with his hatchet.
Okay.
37.
Oh, my God.
That's a crit. That's what I expected from the first one.
Yeah. Yeah. So 32 points of damage.
32. Oh,
my God. All right.
Adelar, get out of here. What about the one that's poisoned right now?
The one that is poisoned. Will
poison damage first.
Yep, do the poison damage first.
5, 6.
I might just take him out. Holy shit.
Please do.
Well, because Benson hit him and he didn't do anything to stop the poison, so.
13. 15 points of poison damage.
Yeah, he does.
Wow.
Yes. Okay.
He just begins convulsing on the ground, and you see the wyvern poison go through his furry skin.
And just steam. I feel like it would like steam out of your veins almost.
Yeah,
like it's burning so much.
So painful. Okay. Wow, I don't have to worry about him. Cool.
Yay.
It's like Elk's eyes just widen and like a grin just.
Like, yes. The other ones go run up. Oh, no. There we go. The Chawarka warriors and the Boggard go up. The warriors are going to try to throw debris at Benson.
Oh, boy.
It's okay. They're not.
Debris. Natural one.
Yes.
Hey.
There you go.
I asked this creature with 16, or 20 HP. We'll see what happens to him.
Head rush. You are sickened too.
Of course.
What happened? Okay. I know what happened. Uh-huh. It's early in the morning. He hasn't had water in the morning, so he goes down to pick up a stone. He gets up too fast.
I mean, I've done
throws
that.
Throws it, and then he just dizzy. Yeah.
I have done that before. Yeah. It's like
he hasn't had his chai or coffee.
Pep. Hey, Kaiser's gonna put that on Instagram soon.
When we start that, coffee. When we start in that business.
No, that's gonna be Geek and Grind's next next coffee flavor.
Wait, why? Let's get on this ground floor.
Yeah. Chai rock coffee.
Make no sense to anybody who hasn't played Pathfinder.
I know. Or this AP mostly.
It's just a butcher. It's just a butcher with a hatchet and a bag of coffee in it.
Yeah. So next one was a miss. More debris from the other one. Miss and miss. Yep. Maybe.
It's amazing that these things were a threat earlier.
I know.
Actually, sorry, 19 to hit you, Ben?
That does not. With the protection aura.
Okay.
Woo!
The boggard.
Where's the boggard at?
Where my boggard?
Oh, okay. Yeah, they kind of look the same.
They look similar if you're far out.
Yeah
let me zoom in.
If you zoom in. Though,
yeah, that's what I said. Like, these look like different tokens than we had before.
I think I made new ones, and I made a bunch of them that had the same HP and AC, so I didn't have to deal with it.
Nice. Hey, Ray.
He is just going to throw a javelin.
Oh, shit. Wah.
17.
Miss.
What? Another miss.
Okay, good.
Okay.
So basically everything except this fucking butcher is nothing to Benson.
Yeah. Yep. Elk.
Okay. So Elk is right here. So what Elk is going to do is he is going to have Vamir... his attention is now hunting prey on this charcoal butcher.
Okay. The only charcoal butcher now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Vamir is going to fly up and use his 45 movement speed to move here and not go straight.
Is he within hitting distance of the charcoal butcher?
I would assume so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Attack of opportunity.
Oh, well, like, that's what I was saying. Like, he went above the hut.
He gets plus one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right. Plus one to AC.
So.
Never mind.
Yeah. And we'll... Okay, because that's
that,
the thing.
Does that get flanking?
Well, what I was planning on doing, I wasn't sure how to do this, but like, have him use one move action, then I do a move action, and then him attack, then I attack, and
I mean,
that's possible. I don't know, like splitting up actions like that.
I don't see why
you wouldn't be able.
Because it's, I don't know. I just wasn't sure, like on the.
Go ahead and do it. I don't know.
I don't think it's against the rules.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Do it. Okay. So Vamir.
I also don't think it's against the spirit of the rules of working with your companion.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah. Vamir is moving over there, and Elk would take his move action to move here, and then with his last, he's on quick draw the curve blade again.
Okay.
Fuck yeah.
And swipe out at this butcher. Alrighty.
You got this.
10 on the die for 25.
Got it.
I'll play. Let's see. Oh, baby.
It is easy for us to hit this thing. It's just got so much health.
Yeah.
14. Nice. 21. 24 points of damage.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that was like almost max.
Wow.
Killer.
Wow.
Killer.
Because that was like an 8, a 6, a 7, and then plus 3.
Wow.
So...
Okay.
And the Analvamir is going to use his attack.
Reroll.
So many rules.
26. No. Well, it's 16. Sorry.
Oh, no. Miss.
But flanking now, so.
Exactly. Adalar, it's your turn.
Okay,
you
so.
You saw a torch get thrown in.
I know.
Wand of water!
I can solve this issue. I know. That's what I'm contemplating.
Do it.
Okay, cool.
Do it.
Because I'm just like, I can't take any chances. Benson, I'm sorry. And then, like, from fine. A spring sheath flavor, pops out the wand of water. And then he's just like, Walter! And he just spends the rest of his turn just holding this stick, just says, water to put out the torch.
It's like abracadaniels.
Yeah.
Like rainbows.
It's like a noodle. The rainbow. Oh, guys.
All right, you successfully put out the torch.
Hey, but abracadanaloo, he's, or abracadanal, he won the wizard tournament, so, you know.
The secret badass.
Yeah.
I don't know who the fuck you're talking about.
Abracadaniel.
It's from Adventure Time.
Yep.
Yeah, got a new reference, okay.
Every episode, we gotta have one.
Yep.
All right, that was Adelar with his limp noodle. Benson.
My damn stick.
Your damn stick. All right,
I'm going to lay on hands myself.
Oh, good.
That's a good idea.
And then I'm going to swing at this mother. Fuck. That's gonna miss. Second swing. I don't think that's going to hit either. It's an 18 hit check.
Nope.
Okay, I'm good then.
All right. You raise your shield for last action.
Yeah. Yep. No, I laid on hands.
Oh, right, yep.
I've got the reaction.
Yeah. Kesar.
I really wanted you to kill it.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
Wow. Fuck up my...
Why would you just kill the butcher?
So selfish.
Cool. I mean, you could just move over next and just swipe at it.
You know, if I'd rolled an 8 the first time, because I rolled an 8 on the second one,
yeah.
Yep,
it would have hit.
Yep.
But I rolled a 3 and then an 8.
Kessler's going to move right here, and he will electric arc the butcher and this Chawraka.
Yeah.
Nice poor.
So roll some reflexes.
This warrior's like, yeah!
Chawraka butcher, 21.
Is that a fail?
Fail.
Oh. Ah!
Yes.
And what was the other target?
This guy.
Chawraka warrior. Got it. Reflex, 22.
Exactly passes.
Exactly passes. Okay.
He's better than the butcher.
So 15 points of damage or 7 points of damage.
Okay. 15 and then 7 to a little guy.
There's a little guy.
Oh, whoops. I don't want that. I don't know what the hell I just did to hit. Okay, very fine. There we go. That was Kesar, top of the round, round 8.
It's like a good humbling moment for Benson. You just got this crazy armor.
Yeah.
But
you're like, crap, I really need
tactics
to.
Dictate that you don't get to use her yet.
Yeah.
Back to the top of the round, the Chawraka.
Like, you can't use the staff either.
I mean, overall, I think Benson is performing about as well as he could.
Yeah.
Yep.
Armor's important, kids.
Yeah.
Butcher is going to first attack on Benson.
Okay.
Especially when you're a knight.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, so not
kinda
to...
Kind of like half of my whole character.
Yeah, like, not to derail completely, but, like, imagine, like, medieval times of, like, having... You had to have, like, a squire to basically help you put on armor and shit. So
there's a feat called Armor Assist, and I wish I had it now. Because it would have been really...
How niche is that?
I mean, it's niche, but useful.
Yeah.
Yeah. But prereq, we have to be trained in athletics. Yeah,
but like, there's a great thing I saw on National Geographic where they were looking at, like, armor sets in video games, and they went to, like, a Dark Souls full plate.
Yeah.
And he was like, that's all correct, except that guy wouldn't have a shield because he doesn't fucking need one.
he wears
You're not wrong.
Shield.
Yeah.
Not wrong.
Anyway, Chawraka Butcher attack. First one on you there, Benson, for a 38.
That's a crit.
God.
Damn it. They're so strong.
Like, he doesn't go after me, like, Elk, because Elk smacked him.
I'm fine with this.
26 to hit.
Okay. 26, that's
damage.
No, yeah, 26 damage total.
Oh, 26 damage. Okay.
Yeah.
I know, I was like, what the fuck? Just ignored the damage.
next one. Be on Elk. 29.
Yeah, it hits.
Well, you get my +2.
That's still...
No.
No, you reduce the damage, right? With Retributive Strike?
Well, no, he has a...
No, because of my feet, when I raise...
Oh, right.
He gets +2, +1, and I'm also Retributive Striking. So.
Well...
And there's Circle of Protection.
That's the +1.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's still a 27. That's my AC.
I still get a swing.
Yeah, my AC is 24, so +3, it's not enough.
All right, so 20 damage total.
Okay. 6... Well... What did you get?
All right, and so wait, reduce the damage to you more?
By how much?
The Retributive Strike amount.
Which is what?
I think it's seven.
Yeah,
I thought it was like six or seven.
Yep.
So hit my 13. So I'm only taking.
And that'll hit with 25.
Okay. Yep, yes. That'll hit. So damage.
That's an 8.
Oh.
Yep.
4, 16 plus damage.
Ugh.
Sick.
Gross.
Okay.
Might not have armor, but I can still fuck you.
Yeah, seriously. Voice.
Last attack was on you, Benson.
That makes sense.
Because you hit him when he was hitting somebody else. Yeah. It's not fair.
He's like...
23 to hit.
That's actually a miss. Because I laid on hands before.
Plus two. Oh, plus one. Yeah.
Nice.
With the shield up.
With the shield up, yeah.
Yes.
Damn, there we go. So
that is just a miss.
Just a miss.
Wow.
Okay. In which case is back to their turn. Shower-Caw warriors are going to just throw stuff at Kezra.
Yay.
You're not our boss.
That'll actually hit me, though. Maybe.
Maybe.
Boo.
You're outside of the plus one.
25 hit you.
Yeah.
5 points of damage.
Oh, no.
Okay. Natural one.
Yay!
My favorite.
Went to pick up a rock.
How about you deal crit damage to yourself like last night?
Why couldn't the butcher crit fail, though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Until healed, you take a minus... spraining shot. You take a minus 10-foot circumstance penalty to land speed and a clumsy one.
Wow.
Okay. I'll take it.
Good shit.
Alright.
It was like a minus one to their next attack.
Give minus one to... Sweet. So, a total of... That'd be a miss. It's 20 before all the reductions. And then last one is a miss. Second Tower Claw Warrior. Miss on all three.
Yay!
Oh, yeah.
Only one hits. Only one actually hits you. The Butcher, or not the Butcher, the Boggard.
I was about to say, he already went.
He just takes another turn.
He just wants to. is going to walk up 10 feet to you there, Kezra. And he's going to try to whack you.
He's going to tongue you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 19 to hit?
Nope.
Hey.
Second attack. 22.
Yeah, that hits.
Ah.
That'll play.
8 points of bludgeoning damage.
Ouch.
Ow.
Okay. Elkwood, it's your turn.
All right, he is going to slash at this butcher. He wants to kill this thing.
Yeah, finish it off, then.
Dad. Natural 20!
No, that should probably do it.
Holy shit.
Love it.
This is my fucking guy. I just gotta take shit.
He just, like, just narrows down and just...
Okay. Long gash.
Yes.
Normal damage.
God damn.
The crit effect, yeah, I know, takes 1d4 persistent bleed damage, but the DC for the flat check to remove this bleed is 5 higher than normal.
Wow. You have to get a nat 20.
Nat 20.
Oh my god.
Okay. That's actually fucking brutal.
Yeah.
Unless you spend actions to reduce it. Right, yeah. 2 actions to do so.
Yeah, well, he's raging, so that ain't happening.
Exactly. So, natural 20. That'll
be 18 points of damage.
All right.
Are you serious?
He's still there.
Yeah, still up.
The double damage would have been nice, but...
Yeah, it would have.
17 on the die.
Oh.
So that's a... Oh, God, finesse. He should be hitting that for a plus 11, I believe.
Yeah, you fucking hit him.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a 28 to hit.
Yeah, that will hit. He had 1 hit point left.
Oh,
well, I want to hit him.
All right, just get your... How much of the negative does he get?
Wow, okay, that was actually a high roll.
I just see him just toss them in, too. That would be a 13... 16 points of damage.
All right, yes, he goes to negative 15.
Just cuts his head straight
Congratulations.
Off. Congratulations, you won. and then he's going to move his gaze to this one here and hunts prey, and Vamir just immediately beelines over.
You could probably eat that thing in one turn.
Maybe. 19 on the 30, the hit.
Now you might kill this thing.
Was that a crit?
No, it was a hit. I'm just saying that he doesn't have much left.
8, a 7.
That was almost max.
15.
That was almost max again.
22.
Oh my gosh.
22.
25 actually.
What a monster.
That was almost max.
That was
max.
More than double what he currently had.
Yes.
So
he just straight up rips into his neck and just pecks it out.
I know it's well known, but Elk is now the MVP.
Oh, he's the monster. Him and Kezra are the monsters.
Yes.
I'm nothing but a fucking wall.
Like the sheer fact that the Vulture can do my damage at this point. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, dude, I mean, that's cool. That hurts. It hurts me a little bit inside, but I'm like...
Like, things don't like fighting me just because it's hard to hit me, but it's like the amount of damage I do compared to them is fucking nothing.
Yep.
It's like, I've had enough.
And it's
kill
so
these crazy. Kezra. Kill them both.
That was Elk with Stern at a larger.
All right. 10, 15, 20.
Hey, he's sitting in the cabin. Oh, there he is.
20. You're outside now.
I'm outside now because I put out the fire. Okay. Just in range for some produce flame.
Uh-oh.
You just put a flame out, though.
Do you want to know what a toad smells like?
Actually, I'm gonna deviate a little bit, and I'm going to go back to my roots. And I'm going to launch a divine lance.
So you're not
going
to do anything?
No. They're chaotic.
It's actually chaotic.
No. You're going to cast the spell, but it's not going to do anything.
Oh.
He's assuming you're going to miss it.
Wow.
I know.
I don't think you've ever landed a divine lance.
I used to. Yeah.
He just used it on neutral creatures.
It wasn't right. Yeah. But these are. We know these are chaotic.
You know what happens to a toad that gets struck by a divine
lance? Natty 12, so 24 to hit.
Hey.
That will hit the bonkers.
Yeah.
A big shiny key flies out of your hand.
Yep.
Pierces its heart.
Take that. I've never seen that work before.
Box cars.
Are you serious?
What was it?
Wow.
That might be enough, though. I don't know.
Hold on, I forgot what my mod is. 13 points of damage.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Yes. And that is his turn.
Okay. Benson, yours.
Okay, assuming that I have all of my focus points back, I will lay on him myself again.
Okay.
And...
Wait, how many have total? Oh, okay.
He's down, though.
Yeah, so then I will use my full movement up to here, and I will fucking swing at this bard.
Bogard.
The Bogard.
17 on the die for a 31.
Yep, that... Wait. Yeah, it's great. Okay.
That's what I like to see.
Let's just kill this thing.
28 points of damage.
It dies.
Thank
you. Nice.
Pop.
All right. Let's see what can happen. Kezra. There's one left.
Kezra steps to the right.
Lightning bolt. Right through Spencer.
Dragon breath. Roll reflex.
Fuck yeah!
You just really have to be dramatic about this.
Yeah, this thing is like 20 points.
Oh, he's...
I can tell you I failed, so tell me how much damage it is.
I saw a couple
20
fives.
22.
Dead.
Yes!
Woo!
Pops.
Oh, yeah.
That was way more stressful than it should have been.
Yeah.
Shit, this butcher is still... I mean...
The Cinderclaw mine is now completely void.
Nice.
Of Cinderclaw members.
Wow.
And I'll see you guys next
time. Oh, baby. Oh, we win!
We won.